You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. A poll from Pew Research Center shows that white evangelicals are twice as likely as other religious groups to support the overturning of Roe v. Wade, a move that appears to be increasingly likely following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health. The survey, which was conducted in March, found that 21% of white evangelicals want to completely ban abortion, while 5% want abortion to be legal in all cases. 53% of white evangelicals think abortion should be illegal in most cases, along with 32% of Catholics, 31% of white mainline Protestant, 21% of black Protestants, and 13% of the religiously unaffiliated. In contrast, 51% of the religiously unaffiliated believe that abortion should be legal in most cases. A man who fired shots into the Living Hope Community Church in downtown Wenatchee, Washington on Saturday morning and then wounded an officer was shot dead by police on the church's doorstep. A release from the North Central Washington Investigation Unit said the suspect, whose identity has not yet been released, began shooting at the church located at the corner of Chelan Avenue and Palouse Street around 8:27 a.m. When Wenatchee police confronted the suspect at the scene, the suspect wounded an officer in the leg before he was killed. When contacted by the Christian Post for further details on the shooting and the suspect on Monday, a Wenatchee police official said they were unable to comment or investigate the shooting due to laws in Washington that require an independent investigation of all officer-involved shootings. Police have yet to identify or arrest any suspects after the headquarters of Wisconsin pro-life organization Wisconsin Family Action was set on fire Sunday. The Madison, Wisconsin office was also vandalized with graffiti and had Molotov cocktails thrown through a broken window. According to an incident report published by the Madison Police Department, flames were seen coming from the facility shortly after 6 a.m. The Madison Fire Department quickly extinguished the fire, and arson investigators are working to determine an exact cause. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes announced that investigators collected multiple pieces of evidence from the scene, and these items were turned over to our federal partners for processing, noting that the forensic process must take time. The European Parliament passed a resolution calling for all countries within the European Union to provide Ukrainian refugee women and girls access to emergency contraception and abortion, including countries with stricter restrictions like Poland and Hungary. The resolution, which also condemned gender-based violence and human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees, passed last Thursday with 462 votes in favor, 19 against, and 89 abstentions. The resolution contends that the European Parliament should supervise how the EU's funding to countries that accept Ukrainian refugees is spent, particularly in countries with ongoing rule of law violations, such as Poland and Hungary. Bishop David Paul Mauton of the Joy of the Lord Worship Center in Victoria, Texas, has filed a lawsuit against entertainer Kanye West, Good Music, Def Jam Recordings, and UMG Recordings, alleging that a portion of his sermon is featured in a song on West's Grammy-nominated 2021 album, Donda. The lawsuit, which was filed last week in the U.S. District Court in Dallas, claims West used Mauton's preaching for 70 seconds in the song Come to Life without his permission. "My soul cries out hallelujah and I thank God for saving me," the preacher is heard saying at the beginning of the track. At one point, he is heard praying for someone to be loosed of evil. The suit contends that West has demonstrated a pattern of willfully and egregiously sampling sound recordings of others without consent or permission. West nor his management team have responded to the accusations. The Church of England is calling for Christians worldwide to repent for what it calls centuries of anti-Judaism and anti-Semitism. A special service held Sunday at Christ Church Cathedral in Oxford marked the 800th anniversary of the Synod of Oxford, which forbade interactions between Christians and Jews in England, along with imposing tithes and requiring Jews to wear special identifying badges. Archbishop Justin Welby took to Twitter to explain the service was an opportunity to remember, repent, and rebuild, saying, quote, "This is not really a question of apologizing, it is a matter of repentance." A religious freedom law firm says it will represent any church or person of faith that seeks legal recourse against a group that has threatened or disrupted services in the wake of a leaked draft majority opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court that would overturn Roe v. Wade. In a blog post Saturday, the conservative Catholic legal group Thomas More Society stated that its attorneys have contacted the group Ruth Sent Us to, quote, put them on notice that trespassing, violence, and vandalism will not be tolerated. Ruth Sent Us describes itself as a group working to force accountability using a diversity of tactics from the 6-3 extremist Supreme Court. Last week, the group urged abortion supporters to stand at or in a local Catholic church. This past weekend, as a show of support for Roe, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion nationwide. The group's anger at the Catholic Church stems from the church's outspoken opposition to abortion and the fact that 4 of the 5 justices who signed on to the draft opinion that would overturn Roe are Catholic. The law firm notes that videos and accompanying rhetoric on social media have documented these fanatics attacking churches and committing damages in their chosen uniform of white caps and red capes. Their blog post reads, quote, any breach of the law or violation of the constitutional rights of religious believers will not be tolerated, and that what may pass as civil disobedience on the public right-of-way is totally out of bounds in a house of worship. Thomas More Society sent a warning letter to Ruth Sent Us on Friday. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. If you could take a moment, we would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review in either the Apple Podcasts app or the Spotify app. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter by clicking the link in the podcast description. You can also download the Edify app by searching your app store for EDIFI or clicking the link to the iPhone App Store and Android Play Store in the episode description below. Thanks again for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.